How Stella Learned to Talk, The Groundbreaking Story of the World's First Talking Dog, by Christina Hunger. Read by Anne Marie Gideon. A note before we begin. For a list of resources and recommended reading, be sure to check out the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/How Stella Learned to Talk. Prologue. "Bye, Stella," I said while I ate breakfast at the dining table. "Have fun with Jake." My fiancé was holding Stella's leash as he waited by the front door. They left together every morning to play at the beach or park while I got ready for work. "Ready, Stella?" Jake asked. Stella paused in the kitchen. She turned to look at the door. Then she locked eyes with me. I wondered what she was thinking. Normally, she hurries out the door in the morning. Stella approached her communication board on the floor. It was 2 feet by 4 feet, filled with colorful buttons, each programmed with a pre-recorded word. She pressed 4 different buttons in a row.
"Christina, come play. Love you."
She hopped off her board and stared at me again. Jake laughed, and I couldn't help but smile. "You want me to come play, Stella?" She wagged her tail. I threw on shoes and a coat, then grabbed the leash from Jake. My dog just invited me to come play with her. How special is that? Chapter 1. Presume Competence. As I sat on a 6-foot-wide swing resembling a giant padded block, I held my breath in anticipation. Oliver, my speech therapy client, was sitting with me, holding his tablet-sized communication device. Oliver rarely initiated using his talker without my help, but today he grabbed it as soon as we met. What did he want to tell me? Even though Oliver was only 9 years old, he was almost as tall as me, his 24-year-old speech-language pathologist. His basketball shorts and t-shirt made him look like any typical 9-year-old boy. But the braces on his legs, noise-reducing headphones covering his ears, and communication device strapped over his shoulder indicated that something was different. Oliver had autism spectrum disorder. He had been coming to this pediatric clinic in Omaha, Nebraska for physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy for years. Oliver squinted, his finger hovering over the screen. I focused on what Oliver was about to say, blocking out the noise of children swinging, climbing the rock wall, and riding on scooters around us in the gym. Possibilities ran through my head. Maybe he would say one of the words we had been practicing on the swing for the past couple of weeks. Since Oliver learned best while he was in motion, we spent much of our sessions practicing words such as go, stop, fast, and slow while swinging. I loved modeling the word fast on Oliver's device and pushing him as high as I could. Oliver would squeal and throw his head back in laughter, savoring every second of the increased speed. It was impossible for anyone to watch him without smiling. His pure joy lit up the entire room. Oliver tapped one of the 60 icons on his tablet, which opened a new page of word choices. He traced the brightly colored rows with his index finger before pausing over a single square. When Oliver pressed it, the synthesized voice said, "Rice." "Rice?" I paused. Oliver and I were in the middle of a gym, not a kitchen. Rice was about the last thing I expected him to say. "Eat rice at lunch?" I asked. After I said each word, I pushed the corresponding button on his tablet. The best way for Oliver to learn how to use his talker was to see other people using it as well. Oliver grunted and kicked his legs in frustration. That was not what he was trying to say. I glanced at my watch. 4:35.